If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. Dave Glover Show, a few minutes past 3 p.m. Right. Happy New Year to everybody. It's our second show back, although this feels like the first show because no one was here on Friday. Whatever. Colonel Jeff McCausland, good friend of the show, is with us, and I love it. Andrew came back and said, the Colonel says he's happy talking about Maduro, but he'd rather talk about Arenado and where he's going to be traded. Jeff, it's great to talk to you, my friend.
Yeah, I think Arenado ought to go for the Cubs, you know, for about $100 a year. It'd be great.
It may be that bad. It may be that bad.
Try to bring them down from within. Is that what we're doing? Regime change?
Regime change.
Regime change for the Cardinals. That's a different problem.
I love it. You a big baseball guy, Colonel?
What's that?
Are you a big baseball guy?
Oh, yeah, huge. So I'm a big Cubs fan, and I come down to St. Louis periodically with my brothers. And I mean, I really do love the Cardinals. I just wanted to lose about 6 games a year, you know.
Dude, I'm the same way. Even though I'm 61 years old and I'm a lifelong baseball player and fan, last year I made my first pilgrimage. I took my 30-year-old son, Nick. We went to Wrigley Field. It was, as a Cardinal fan, it was beyond emotional.
It was awesome.
I thought it was amazing.
For my 65th birthday, I'll give you a hint, you can do this in St. Louis. I took my entire family, I bought tickets and went to one of the Wrigley rooftops overlooking the stadium and watched the game from up there with beer and hot dogs and had a great time.
It was the best, man.
It's pretty good.
As soon as we got there, I know it's cliche, I got a Chicago dog and a beer and I got good seats, you know, because it was our first time up there. And I got no problems. I was there playing the Sox. It was great.
Well, I want you to know when the Cardinals were last in the World Series, obviously that was long before the Cubs won the World Series in 2016, but be that as it may, I actually went to the Pope and got a special dispensation so I could root for the Cardinals in the World Series.
I love it.
You went to the Chicago Pope in advance. Wow.
Yeah, that's great.
That was before. We're really in trouble because that guy's a White Sox fan.
I love it. So, Colonel, you woke up on Saturday the same as all of us did and turned on the television, and there it is.
No, that's not true. They woke me up at 3 a.m.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, CBS woke me up at 3 a.m., and I was on the air at the beginning about 3:30 on Saturday morning.
All right. Yeah. What was your initial take to it, Colonel?
Well, I was a little bit surprised and not shocked, you know, as we've been building more and more military forces in the region, a really large naval air armada in the region, ground-based air as well as ships at sea. And I had noticed as that force is building up that several units had arrived that suggested this might move pretty swiftly, that being most notably Task Force 160, which is a special operations aviation unit out of Fort Campbell that does operations like this, and they did this operation with Zelda. They were the ones, for example, who flew into Abbottabad in Pakistan for the killing of Osama bin Laden. So you could tell that preparations were being made for the possibility, at least, or the option, at least, of that kind of an operation. It also seemed to me, as we ratcheted up escalation, sinking boats, blockading sanctioned tankers, closing down the airspace, and then a CIA drone attack against a supposed shipment point for drugs out of Venezuela, that the administration might be kind of painting themselves into a policy corner. And that is, having done all that, you couldn't just suddenly say, okay, that's fine, we're going home. You really had two options, and that is leverage against Maduro to get him to surrender and depart the country, or number two, actually conduct a military operation taking down. So we were in that position. And then finally, you can't keep a large-scale military force like that in position indefinitely. At some point in time, you either got to go to the next step and escalate, or you got to start downsizing. If no other reason than the cost associated. I've seen estimates that the building up of this force in the region probably already cost over $1 billion in operational funding.
So, Colonel, I think you probably know, been on with us so many times. I'm not a fan of the president, but I'm smart enough. I don't want that to taint my thinking. I don't want to have Trump derangement syndrome the way some of my listeners accuse me of. Right. I don't give a rat's ass about Maduro. If they would have grabbed him and brought him back and said to the vice president, okay, good luck, we're here to help you if you need it. But what makes me uncomfortable about the whole thing is what we've said afterwards, that we're going to run the country and we're going to bring in the oil companies, we're going to take the oil out, we're going to keep some of it because we have damages. That's what taints the whole thing for me.
No tears for Maduro. This guy's a thug, a criminal. The fact that he's been arrested, thrown to jail, no tears there whatsoever. And you got to admire the professionalism of the U.S. military involved. An unbelievable operation. But as someone said, I thought rather nicely, don't allow tactical brilliance to blind you to strategic consequences. And that's where we are right now. We used to say in the Pentagon and the White House when I worked there that the number one question that's not asked is, and then what? Yeah. What do you do now?
Yeah.
And in terms of all the different things you have to do, military, economic, political, domestic political, international, informational, avoiding a humanitarian disaster, really the economic piece is the easiest. Not easy. Don't want to say this operation was easy. It was unbelievably complex and could have gone wrong a million different ways. But in comparison, those other things are much more complicated. And we've seen that played out, hello, in Iraq. We've seen that played out, hello, in Afghanistan and other places around the world. So now the hard work actually begins. Furthermore, while I have no tears for Mr. Maduro, I think the administration could have done, candidly, a better job of trying to build up support in the Congress and through that build up support in the public. Seems like only one out of three Americans, frankly, supports this. Gotten, if you will, some kind of perhaps authorization to use military force that would have made their leverage with Maduro even stronger, perhaps could have enlisted allies in the region through the Organization of the American States, perhaps could have went to the United Nations and build up over time. And I understand it's time consuming and it's difficult to do, but build up that kind of an effort that might have forced him out or at least would have given you a stronger rationale to go in. Okay. Rather than just ignoring all that and saying, oh no, this is a law enforcement operation. It's not a military operation. Anyway, all we're trying to do is arrest one guy. I can't remember the last time we used an aircraft carrier to arrest one guy, but there you have it. And then finally, we're now stuck with all these things and running the country. And then the other thing I worry about is as we start a new calendar year, United States of America, let's tally it up. Our administration is heavily involved in trying to negotiate the largest land war in Europe since the Second World War, number one. Number two, our president is the chairman of the Peace Commission that's going to resolve the questions in Gaza and the broader Middle East and rebuild the Gaza Strip. Good luck on that one. And number three, we're now running Venezuela. Any one of those three policy issues would have nearly overwhelmed the Pentagon and the White House when I worked there, and I don't think that they're better structured today than they were back then.
Colonel, does any of that play into the politics of how we stack up in sending messages to other places? I mean, I know that they're not the same core issue as Russia invading Ukraine and us going and getting Maduro. But it's the question I guess I'm trying to get to is that any chance a loss of any kind of moral high ground or making a case that this is not how things are done when we did it the way we did?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, we believe that we established at the end of the Second World War a system of norms whereby countries didn't invade other countries, okay? And we stood behind that in numerous times in the United Nations. I was part of a military force that invaded Iraq in 1991, but that was in response to aggression by Iraq against Kuwait. And we had a UN Security Council resolution and a whole bunch of allies with us when we did that. Okay. And now, by doing this unilaterally, we seem to have, if you will, wiped away the last shred of that particular set of norms. And or if you read the national security strategy the administration put out, moving back to a system not unlike what we saw in the 19th century. Mm. Major powers, spheres of influence, gunboat diplomacy, the strong do what they can, the weak do what they must, to quote Thucydides. So that seems to be where, and that makes me, frankly, a little bit uncomfortable. On the other side, of course, one can argue, hey, allies, or I'm sure to say adversaries around the world have been served notice. If the Iranians were wondering whether Mr. Trump would attack again, they should talk to President Maduro, of course, and wonder how that might go. At the same time, the Russians and the Chinese, I'm sure, are celebrating this because the Russians will argue around the world, Africa, South Asia, Southeast Asia, Latin America. The Americans are no different than us. Ukraine posed a much more immediate threat to Russia because of its geographic proximity and was full of Nazis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the Japanese or the Chinese can argue, oh, the Taiwanese are much closer to us. They're part of our country. So us intervening there, why is that terribly different than what the Americans did a long way away? And most of the president's press conference in trying to explain all this seemed to be more focused, quite candidly, on oil than it was focused on bringing back democracy to Venezuela or, in fact, holding drugs coming out of Venezuela. So one worries about those particular norms being destroyed and what that might mean for the future. And then finally, of course, where does this leave your allies? The Europeans right now are in a real box, as are the Koreans, Japanese, and others, because on the one hand, if the United States is going to be heavily bogged down in Latin and South America, which we might be, what does that mean for us, you know, securing our commitments to them if something goes wrong elsewhere? Probably not very good. Number two is, do they try to cling to those norms I mentioned a while ago and try to argue that international norms should be upheld and criticize the United States, or do they endorse this? I doubt that. Or do they find some middle ground that they can kind of mealy-mouth tightrope between those two extremes?
Colonel, I was born a couple of years after the Cuban Missile Crisis, but I've read a great deal about it, and being from our generation, I have a sensitivity to Cuba. I remember flying to Jamaica the first time, and the pilot saying, if you look out the left side, you can see Cuba. I'm like, holy hell, we're going to get shot down. is this something that we should obviously still be concerned about, but with Rubio and Lindsey Graham and the president talking about Cuba and you know, they could be next, it's still a powder keg in my mind. Is that no longer true?
Oh, no, that's absolutely true. I mean, the president and Lindsey Graham coming back from Mar-a-Lago talked not only about Cuba, they talked about Colombia, which is a major source of the, by the way, of legal narcotics. Most of the cocaine comes out of Colombia. They also talked about Mexico, by the way. And if you're really interested in stopping the flow of fentanyl, you have to go to Mexico. It doesn't come out of Venezuela. So are you now suggesting, Mr. President, you're going to involve us in a regional conflict that might involve all those places as well as Cuba? And, oh, by the way, they even talked about the necessity for us acquiring Greenland. So that's going to be a pretty full plate, again, when you add Gaza, Iran, and Ukraine on top of that particular policy plate that you're going to, in fact, have to deal with. Cubans are, in many ways, I would argue, the biggest loser in all this particular operation. Because Cuba, a failing economy, was heavily dependent on oil, discounted oil, coming out of Venezuela to prop up their economy. Don't forget, Maduro's security force were all Cubans. There were 32 Cubans killed in this particular attack because they were all guarding Maduro. His government had did discounted oil in return for security personnel, military training for his military, as well as medical personnel and technicians for the Venezuelan people.
That's Colonel Jeff McCausland. Colonel, you're the absolute best. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Take care.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, The app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet, and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, DGS324.
I had to clear my throat, and I almost started doing the... I'm just like not even trying to be funny. I'm just like, I'm just going to cough now.
You could do that just like these guys did.
Emily Van Natta, who wishing happy birthday to a couple of segments ago, left possibly the nicest note anyone ever has on the show. Wheels, can you read it? I'll cry. I will. You guys know me. Right, I'll just start sputtering.
For people that on the radio side that might have missed it, so Emily's original message was, hey, DGS, welcome back. I've been listening since I was 21. Today's my 39th birthday. And then we were joking, we raised you right, you know, and I think that was your line. Yeah. And we're all like, yeah, that's awesome. That's how it works. And then she followed that up. She's like, 100. So 100%, you brought me up right. Says, I attribute a lot of my ability to look at things from a balanced perspective, being able to see topics from multiple sides, being able and willing to learn, grow, and admit when I'm wrong, being able to disagree civilly with others, knowing I can make a mistake and it's okay to own it and be human, etc., to listening to your conversations over the years. I know you hear a lot of complaints, but this show has been instrumental in my adult development, even when that means I... And I think it continues, but that's where it ends on the screen. But anyway, pretty great. Thanks, Emily. I mean, obviously, I do none of those things, but the show does.
I teach
you how to be angry.
That's pretty great. That is a great,
really sweet.
What a great message to get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, now you say something nice.
I think that that's a super good message.
Oh, I thought you were going to dunk.
No.
Go after her, Andrew. It's her birthday.
No, I had nothing to say. I mean, I could think of something, but I won't.
Oh, my gosh.
You just came out so strong earlier.
I got something on the tip of the tongue, but I won't say it.
So we didn't hear much at all about your break. Was it just textured and varied? Or
it was textured and varied. There were many interesting things that happened.
He's not going to tell us about them.
Well, I mean, there's a, it was great. Yeah, I mean, I spent a lot of
like lots of
that's
stuff.
That's a
happened.
Pretty guilty kind of start.
No, I spent a lot of great time with my brother and my sister-in-law. Nice. That dominated the majority of the vacation, and then there were Christmas happenings, and Christmas was nice. And other than that, I just tried to relax on the following week, and then I saw you guys on Friday, which was cool. Uh-huh. Popped in to get a couple of things done. It was nice to kind of soft launch.
Yes.
Going back versus, and I it seems like it felt that way for you guys too on Friday. Like,
yeah.
Friday was almost like a soft launch back into the show.
I'm really glad I came in Friday.
Me too.
For sure.
Yeah.
Easing back
into
it.
Today would have been too much.
Because there's the whole week in front. The good thing about coming back on the Friday is that it's like, all right, today, and then there's two more days off. But, you know, you come in on the Monday and it just all hits you. But no, it was really, really nice.
Good.
Yeah, and I'm not going to make it through this week, so, you know, we'll see what happens then.
You're not going to make it through this week.
No, this tooth is going to kill me for sure.
Oh, having teeth problems.
Right.
Tooth troubles.
Do you have an appointment?
You guys should see my phone. My whole camera rolls me trying to take pictures. So it's me sticking my phone in my mouth and trying to take a picture.
Dude, I feel you.
I just went and did it in the other room.
Who's
on the break? I felt like such a weirdo.
What are you trying to capture?
I just want to get a look at it. I just, you know, it hurts so bad and you can't see it. Yeah. You can only like feel it by poking at it with your tongue. And it's like, I need to see this devil.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So it's not really a solution. It's just more of a curiosity.
Yeah, it's not going to solve anything to be able to see it.
Is it compulsive, like you know you're not going to get a good picture, but you do it anyway?
Yeah, like I just want to, like whatever I can see, I just want to see it.
Yeah.
You can get on like Amazon and stuff, you can get for pretty cheap like a stick, and people will stick it in their ears to check for like
Like
earwax and stuff. I'm sure it will work in your mouth.
Like a little camera stick?
Yes, yes.
Mm. Or... as Dave asked you, just make an appointment.
He's got an appointment.
Oh, do you?
Well, I have the consultation, but I think I'm going to have to cancel that for insurance reasons.
Oh, man.
I know. We'll see. We'll see. I'll talk to him.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 334. Happy New Year to you. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. I tuned in just as Andrew was trying to stick things in his mouth and his ears.
Yes.
That's just really weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Andrew has a bad tooth, and it's back in the cheap seats, right? It's way back there.
Mm.
Okay.
And so you're, and I get this because I have cracked tooth as well.
Mm.
And when I took the picture, the best one I got, I'm like, look at that little thing. Like when it's in your mouth, no one laugh. It seems bigger, but it does.
Yeah.
So you don't have to get into your personal business, but I just want you to get to a dentist.
Yeah. No, I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on it. I
go to the last guy who put another man's tooth in your mouth.
No, that's the thing. I gotta not go there. There were the case of the mistaken tooth.
Yes.
They gave my tooth away to somebody else.
Yes, they did.
Is it your back molar?
Yeah, it's one of them.
Okay.
One of them ones back there. Nothing but trouble.
Yank it out.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. That seems bad.
It's not great.
I got a missing one.
Do you?
Yeah.
In the back?
Yeah, it's fine.
What did it feel like when they yanked it?
I don't know. They numbed it all up.
Yeah, so you know what a giant pansy I am.
Yeah.
If I had to get this tooth pulled, I would not freak out. Okay. I wouldn't want it, I wouldn't freak out.
It's not like the worst thing.
No. I think I might have gotten, they might have given me the happy gas.
Especially with the technology these days.
Yeah.
They have implements to extract a tooth that they didn't have back when we were kids.
And it sucks for a couple days.
Do you guys want to just do it?
I'd love to.
Yeah, we'll go on the show.
I got pliers.
We'll do it the old-fashioned way. We'll get a couple of shovels.
Shovels?
We'll go in
just
there.
Just turn sideways. I'll wind up and come over the cross.
we'll do like a loose tooth when you're a kid. We'll just tie it to a door and slam it shut.
Yeah, that'd probably suck.
Can I just say, like, this is why I love Andrew so much. We start the segment, Dave Murray's like, oh, he's trying to take pictures of his mouth. That's weird. And Andrew just goes, Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was in the other room. I know Fred was looking at me as I'm like, how come the flash isn't turning on as I stick my entire phone in my mouth trying to... And I'm like, I can't figure out where the button to take the picture is. So
you could have asked one of us to do that.
Yeah, we can help you.
I felt like I couldn't. I mean, that's very nice of you to offer.
That is a little weird.
I can just hold the camera like right in front walk of your in mouth and go get a like, good angle.
Hey, listen, can you stick this phone upside down in my mouth so I
mean,
can start?
It's less weird than you putting the whole phone in there.
Let's see if I can get one. This is kind of the process, right? So
if you're watching online, pay attention.
So the process is you kind of go upside down like that. And then you go.
He's got the flash going. I see it.
The flash worked.
Did you get a good pic?
What'd you get? Can you show the picture to the stream?
I can't show the picture to the stream. It's not pleasant. So there's a bunch of like bubbles.
Yeah, that like, makes sense.
And that's kind of like obscuring all the stuff that I want to see. Other than that, one of the best pictures I've actually taken of the stream.
All right.
I cleaned that phone too while you're at it.
I cleaned it earlier.
Yeah, huh.
How long you been dealing with this?
About a week. Oof. Weekish, 8 days. Yeah. I did the classic thing where it's like, this will probably go away.
Yeah.
This will probably go away if I just sit on it for a while.
Yeah.
And in case it is something like infected, I've been, of course, furiously Googling in here.
Yes.
It does say, like, you could probably deal with it for a few weeks or months, and it's not going to, like, kill you.
I don't know if this is a thing, but when I grew up and into my adulthood, if I had a toothache, I would gargle hydrogen peroxide.
I have heard that, and also just the warm salt water.
Yes, warm salt water was huge.
Yeah, I think I might give those.
Ambisol works pretty well.
Smart Mouth has been.
Smart Mouth.
That's been kind of a main one that I've.
They have specific little like gel that's for tooth pain.
Yes,
or a gel. Yeah, I have some of that right here. Actually, I have it right here in the old pocket.
Nice,
if you can believe it.
It works for like.
Yeah, let's see you put that on.
It works for like 4 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It doesn't work for very long, and
it like numbs your mouth.
Yeah, too, yeah, it does. Yeah,
it hurts the least when I'm not messing with it. Obviously,
yeah,
right. And to get this on, you have to like absolutely like punch at it with every, you know, with the applicator and with your tongue and everything else. Yeah. So it's like it ends up causing a lot more pain than it fixes.
Yeah.
And also, I went and I ordered some like antibiotic cream because I was like, oh, antibiotics, that's perfect, over the counter. I didn't even know you could get these. It's like Neosporin. I can't put that in my mouth.
Now we know where he draws the line.
Well, yeah, right. I should have read a little closer about what I was actually buying.
I get it. You're panicked.
Yeah, I'm panicked.
Yeah.
My whole life, I don't know why, but my whole life... There's nothing I've been more afraid of than specifically a tooth infection.
Yeah.
I think it's just because, you know, maybe your dentist offhandedly mentions one day, like,
hey,
you get a tooth infection, it's going to hurt really bad, and then it's going to cause sepsis, and it's going to rupture, and it's going to go to your brain and whatever. And so, like, that's just always been, like, a big, huge fear of mine, so I am in a little bit of a panic.
I get it, dude. Like, I'm the last person in the world to give anyone trouble for not going to the dentist. I avoid it.
So. I'm so jealous. Like, my friend Rachel here is not scared of the dentist at all.
I know.
Finds it a place of, like, peace and comfort. It's like, yeah, you go, you lay down, you open your mouth, and you just kind of zone out for a little bit. Listen to some music or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't have that. I have, like...
Me too.
And you know what's funny? I can't think of, a really bad experience that I've had. Even the, like, giving my tooth to somebody else, that was mostly just funny. It didn't hurt. It didn't cause me, like, pain or suffering. It was just like a come on, guys, really?
I seem to remember you being in quite a bit of pain.
That was the blood.
we were extremely concerned when this was happening.
So the day after I had a root canal in like 2019, I think it was, they said, you're fine to go to work. All good. I'm going to work. I got some Burger King for lunch and I'm eating the Burger King and I can't help but notice as I look in like my car mirror as I'm driving in, there is blood just pouring down my face. And so I'm like, okay, well, that's a concern. But you know, we push on, you know, I'm sure that'll clot up in a little bit. So I finished my food, tasted a lot like blood, if you can believe it.
Oh, yeah.
And then
a little metallic.
I get into work and it is not slowing down at all. I am still just like bleeding. At one point I looked in the mirror in the bathroom and I had some like on my cheek because I guess I had, you know, accidentally got some over there somehow. And the funniest part of that day is that was when Bluey was here.
Yeah.
Bluey, the Blues mascot. And so I'm at the
I thought you
sink.
Meant Bluey the accountant.
Louie would be the Blues
mascot. Oh,
Louie,
sorry.
Yeah, Bluey is the
Bluey's
Bluey's
the dog. Yeah, Louie was here. And so I am at the sink in the kitchen, and there's just blood just falling out of my mouth. And it's really upsetting, and it's really gross. And Louie thought I wanted a hug. So he came, and I was like, so he comes over, and he's like, and so I hold up my hand that's covered in blood, and my face is covered in blood, and I say, no, get away! I didn't want to ruin the Blues mascot suit, because I'm just pouring blood. And then after that, you guys were like, you should go home. And so I called the dentist's office, and they were very unhelpful. They were like, well, we close in half an hour, but if you can get here, I guess we'll help you.
Yeah, you've had bad luck with dentists.
Yeah, and then I go there, and the guy who helped me was not the guy who did the root canal.
Yeah.
And he was like, this looks like a butcher did it. Who could have done this? I was like, it was your guy.
Andrew, you got to find someone else.
It was your guy. Yeah, I have not been back since. But even then, it's stupid for me to be so stressed out because none of that, like, hurt.
Yeah.
It was, like, a weird experience, but it didn't, like, cause me, like, suffering and pain.
Yep.
So I don't know what I'm scared of. You know what I mean?
Glass half full. That's a traumatic experience. Yes. And Andrew's like, you didn't know what? Hurt. I'm alive. So it's all good.
But, like, it didn't hurt the way that I fear that it would. Like, something like a root canal, you're thinking they're drilling into your nerves, and it's going to be the worst pain you've ever experienced in your whole life.
Yeah.
And it was, like, that part of it was, like, no big deal, really. You just sat there for half an hour and waited for them to be done with it.
Woof. I feel like I'm getting off the Screaming Eagle. That was an odyssey.
It was a rough experience back in 2019, but that probably wouldn't happen again.
All right, Dave, we're out of time. Let's hear about the weather.
That's fine. This was worth it. It was worth listening to this. You know, mild again, no record heat, but above average, 62 tomorrow, 59 and sunny Wednesday. Thursday is wet. Periods of rain, all rain, 59. Maybe about a half inch of rain before it's all over, about midnight Thursday night. That'll be the first real rain we've had since the middle of November. Colder air does not come right behind the system. That comes in over the weekend, but nothing extreme.
Great. Fair enough.
Simple. So, simple, at least.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
Alrighty.
All right. Quick break.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, DGS. Kind of an interesting topic. I was watching TikTok, and it was about planes. Sometimes I'll just get, TikToks of people landing planes and things like that. And it was a private jet, and they were landing in Telluride, Colorado, on top of a mountain. And I just thought, if I wasted my life, I don't have a private jet. I'm not going to land in Telluride, Colorado, and go to my mansion. You know what I mean? Did you ever get those thoughts? It's not too late for you to. It's pretty late for you.
It's not too late for me to get a jet?
Yeah.
I think it is.
No, you got plenty of time.
Mm. Yeah, I think the jet may have flown on that one.
You ever have those thoughts, though, if you see someone doing something super, super cool?
Yeah, I mean, I see people doing cool stuff. A lot of the stuff that's like really cool that I see people do, though, like I watched somebody who was climbing a mountain, and so I think they're called portal edges. They're like tents that hang off the side of the mountain that you can like stay. And they ended up staying there for like weeks because there was a big storm that came through.
Crazy.
And I think that's like really interesting and neat. And I has absolutely no way I would actually want to do that. In practice, that would be a nightmare. I would be the most miserable
I've
ever
been. Were rich enough to be landing my private jet in Telluride, can you imagine how I'd be crying? Landing a plane on the top of a friggin' mountain?
Yeah. It looks, in practice, terrible. I'm watching a guy now he and his buddy are sailing like across the ocean with no GPS.
Mm-hmm.
And use the GPS, smart. Dude.
And so they're like, we just found this island. We're really happy because we didn't know where we were, and now we're pretty sure it's this island.
Wow.
And it's like really interesting to watch, but like, oh my God, I wouldn't want to do that. That sounds terrible. I'm so anxious the whole time.
You know what? I'm calling BS on that. So you have the internet and you're uploading videos, but you're like, you're just going to have to trust us. We're not looking at Google Maps.
Right.
Like, come on.
That is really fair.
I'm with Rach on that.
Although I don't know how much Google Maps helps you on the, I guess it would help you on the ocean.
I mean, you can at least give you a compass and tell you which direction you're going.
Yeah.
The same way that I can't dunk a basketball, I just can't. I'm missing the big adventure gene. Mm-hmm. To me, like, if I were going to Jamaica next week and I was staying at a nice place and I'm having a drink on the veranda, that's adventure.
Oh.
That's my level of adventure.
Okay.
If I'm going into the mountains of Jamaica,
I'm with you.
I kind of like the adventure-y side.
Do you?
I would like to. I don't have the time or necessarily the disposable income to do the cool adventures.
I think going to Longhorn,
like go
is
on a safari
adventure.
In that's Africa my level or whatever, of that'd be kind of cool. I'd love to do that. So I don't want
to
do like I don't want to
Flo's Filet and Outback.
Yeah, I don't want to do the whole sailing around the ocean thing. That's too much, too long. But on a safari and just checking out wildlife in its real habitat and just out in a jeep, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
I'd enjoy that.
I have
as long
a lot
as
of,
I didn't get eaten.
I have a lot of fear.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I'm sure if you clock.
Gotcha.
That,
but, yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm much too anxious to be like, I'm going to sail around the world on a tiny boat. It's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Just keep in mind a lot of the reason why the rich guys that have their planes that they land in Telluride is because of their insecurities and why so many of them are just butts anyway.
Wow.
No, I mean, like, seriously, like, it's cool, but they're probably up there thinking the same things we're thinking. Yeah. Like, why don't I have 10 billion?
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.